Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Danielle. This week's topic on the Carousel of Consciousness will be choice and limitation. Lori is yet to be on the line, but she'll be here shortly. On the Carousel of Consciousness, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the clearing statement. More information on the clearing statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. Hello, Lori. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good, Danielle. How are you?
I'm great.
We were expecting a snowstorm here in Colorado, and instead it's the most gorgeous day ever. So how's it get better?
How's it getting better?
It's spectacular. So what can we talk about today and play with today?
Choice and limitation are what we're talking about today. I wanted to read something to start the show off from the Foundation Manual, and this is from the rewrite, before the rewrite in June of 2014, so I'm not even sure if this is still in the Foundation Manual, but if you really want to be creative in your life, you have to function from question. You're making a lot of noise.
Yep, got it.
I'm sorry. If you want to be really creative in your life, you have to function from question, choice, possibility, and contribution. Question is about gaining awareness. When you ask a question, you open the doors to multiple possibilities. When you choose one of the possibilities, it gives you an awareness of other possibilities. Choice also creates awareness. People keep trying to get you to focus and come down to something that you can control. But if you are really willing to function from choice, question, and possibility, then you start to open the doors to things that you never even thought were possible or had existed. When you ask a question, you activate the quantum entanglements in the universe. When you choose a possibility, you activate the quantum entanglements in the universe to create what to create is going to contribute, which is gifting and receiving simultaneously to you and everybody around you. Question creates choice, creates possibilities. Choice creates possibilities, creates quantum entanglements. They all work together to create a life and everything else you would like to have. It's an easier way of functioning. Anything you have to say on that, Lori?
That's awesome. The choice piece makes me think of today. Something's come up and so by being in the question, what would it take for this to be so easy and take care of all this? That really is much more expansive than the mind starting to chew on it and trying to figure it out. And we're so entrained, so used to, okay, ask a question, and then your mind goes right in, the same consciousness goes right in trying to come up with the answer. So that's like Einstein says, you can't create something from the same consciousness. So to be in the question and to let it ripple out, it feels much gentler on oneself.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, wow, my head just went to space.
Okay, it's going to space.
What we're talking about, both choice and limitation. A lot of the processes I pulled from my notes from classes were on limitation. So I think I would like to say that most of our limitations are a choice. So that's why we did the topic of both today, because we choose our limitations. So our limitations are just choices we've made. And to clear some of that, how many formulas have you created to create the limitations of reality rather than the choice of possibility? And everything that is times a gazillion, we destroy it and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all night and short, point and beyond. And I believe that one was from Living in a World of Possibilities, one of my favorite classes I've ever taken with Access. And then, what you've been doing in your life is, oh, I'll have the limitation. I'll have the poverty. I'll have the barely getting by. I'll have the struggle. I'll have the bad relationship. I'll have the judgment, the hatred. I'll have all the yuck. You've been taking this fog where you could request anything and make it real. This other stuff has seemed more real for you for a long time. And everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy them and create it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And how much energy are you using to create the resistance to possibility rather than choosing possibility? And everything
that's a good one.
That is, join and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And here's a go-to.
Can you do that one again? Do that one
absolutely.
Again, please.
How much energy are you using to create the resistance to possibility rather than choosing possibility? And everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And this is a great tool to run all the time, but what are the infinite possibilities to be out of control, out of limitation, out of definition, out of form, structure, significance, linearities, and concentricities? And everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And what that process really does is, we've made, like, say you're asking for your dream life to show up, and you've made up your mind that it has to show up in this way. Like, this has to come to me, this has to come to me, this has to come to me, and then I can be there and do it and have my dream. So these decisions and choices you've made are blocking the infinite possibilities of the universe to coming to you, because you've chosen and decided that this is the only way it can be, and this process helps you get out of the form, structure, and significance of what you've created in your mind. So one more time, what are the infinite possibilities to be out of control, out of limitation, out of definition, out of form, structure, significance, linearities, and concentricities, and everything that brings up, destroying and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Cool. Thank you.
And what have you made so vital about possessing the justifiable life of limitation you are choosing rather than limitless living you could be choosing? Whew. And everything that is right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Well, I've flown through most of my notes in less than 8 minutes.
There you go. And that last one I could hardly hear. So.
What have you made so vital about possessing the justifiable life of limitation you are choosing rather than the limitless living you could be choosing? And everything that is, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
That's cool.
Yes.
Everything that is. And so everywhere you've bought into the no choice universe, would you destroy it and create that, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And I had an example of what a no-choice universe looks like. I've seen in my own life, I've had this real point of view that I'm, as someone told me as a little girl, I made the agreement that I was the tomboy and tough kid. So the way I've dealt with, even as a little, in elementary school and stuff, I was really mean. I was the one running around kicking all the boys. And being tough, and I see that that's how I still deal with interaction with men and being the upper hand tough kid.
I
run around and I would literally kick with my foot, physically kick the boys. And so I had a reputation for that. So I have last year met a girl who was a real girly girl and would giggle and play and wanted to play with all the other girls and have a photo shoot and be all giggly and talk girly fluff fluff, and it just made me insane. So everywhere I created an absolute no-choice universe, and everywhere I bought into the only possibility for my being or even persona was to be the tough girl, the tomboy, beating up the boys. I'm willing to destroy and uncreate all that. That's a no-choice universe. That's like one way of functioning. And everywhere where I absolutely refuse to be the girly girl, taking Photoshops, being all fluffy, and Barbie girl, Barbie doll, or even just silly and frivolous and chit-chatting and laughing about nothing, willing to destroy my no choice universe that I can't play in that. And everything
okay.
That
so
is,
everything
I mean,
that just brought up for everyone.
Yeah.
Go
good. Yeah. Go ahead. Being clear.
Right, wrong, did that all nine pop talk shows with Leon.
So to me, that's a, when someone pointed that out, someone said, well, that's not having any choice. You can't choose, like, in that 10 seconds or in that day or that experience. I didn't have any choice. I put barriers up. I, like, refused it. Like, oh, no, I can't do that. I'm so superior. They're so insane. All of that came up. So that didn't give me – I cut off all that energy and all that experience of being – of having fun. They were actually having fun. And or maybe they're so it's just that the point is I didn't have any choice in it. I created an isolation, barriers, the no choice universe. And I was like, wow, that is so how much energy am I using to create no choice universes when life is everything? You could experience everything. And all those energies, the energies of being fluffy and girl, and how much have I set down from men? The only way I could handle men was being the tough guy, so that was just blew my mind, and which I'm glad grew. And so what would it take for me to be in a flirty universe? And what, I mean, it would be a whole new experience for me. It would be a whole new way of looking at life and men, and relationships, if I didn't have my defenses up and always having to beat the shit out of everyone, including myself. And even wherever
beating the
I
shit
talk,
out of anyone here.
Yeah. I'm willing to destroy and uncreate it all to create a new choice universe. Good, bad, right, wrong, problem, and choice, boys, and beyond. So does that make sense? I thought that was pretty clear, had a lot of clarity to it, like, oh, I see. Oh. So, go ahead.
It made sense to me, yes.
Yeah. So all the places that you're refusing to be, it's like not refusing to be the opposite, refusing to, you know, it's like your shadow. Because I've always been willing to look at that, well, the killing part of myself or that, like, dark part. But I never was like, oh, no, I'm not going into that fluffy little girl piece. And so I'm refusing a huge part of myself.
Yeah.
And that's just not a choice. That's all I choose.
So everywhere we're refusing parts of ourselves by choosing no choice universes, will we destroy and uncreate all of that?
Mm-hmm.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, blue and beyond.
And what would that look like? What does that present to me? What does that, you know, experience? I mean, I'm actually willing to play in that sense. And how much of the seduction and seductiveness have I totally shut off in my sensuality? It takes a lot of energy
yes.
to do that.
Mm-hmm. This is one of my favorite processes of all time. But what energy, space, and consciousness for my body and I be to be the infinite intensity of all the colors of infinite possibility, I truly be with total ease. And everything that doesn't allow you to know, be, or perceive that, or for it to not show up at all times, we destroy and uncreate all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what beliefs are you choosing to create the limitations you are choosing? And everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pack, all nine shorts, good and beyond. And those are both from the Living in a World of Possibilities. And wow,
cool.
That's intense.
Yeah. Wow. So how can we play with these tools? How do these tools, I mean, we talk about this and Danielle and I were discussing, wow, there's so many classes out there. If you get hooked in any of the Access Facebooks and stuff, there's just endless possibilities of telecalls and it can be overwhelming and, you know, you'd spend your whole lifetime just listening to telecalls. So to stand up and what would that do to, how can you use this without being consumed by it to contribute to your life? Even one tool or even one, how can we make this
the
more workable?
That I found, and this has been a great tool for me really to choose certain things, but you ask three questions, so you find a class, and you think, there's some classes where you see them, and you're just like, hell yes, that you just know it's going to expand your universe and change your whole life to the way you want your life to look. And choose those classes, like go with your gut instinct on those or, you know, that initial bam that you get. But then there's also, so these tools, ask three questions. Is this relevant to my life? If I like to add truth to the beginning of this. Truth, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? And you want it to be, what will my life be like? Not what will my life look like, what will my life feel like? What will my life be like in 5 years? And then, like, feel the energy to that. Does it expand? Does it contract? If it contracts, it's probably not for you. And then ask, truth, if I don't choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? And if that expands or contracts, you know, compare that to the what will your life be like if you do choose it, and go from there. And why you want to go out 5 years in the future is because most of us don't have our lives planned out that far, and there's no solidity in our future 5 years from now. Like, I have solidity in my future a month from now, probably about a year from now, but there is nothing I have planned for 5 years from now. So, and you can also expand upon this, and if you really want to get into it, you can ask, what will my life be like in 10 years, 25 years? 100 years, Gary will ask, what will the world be like in 500 years if I choose this? Because he's really functioning from creating for this planet on a different level, but we don't need to go that advanced. I mean, if it's something you feel could work for you, use it. If not, disregard. Yeah, anything else you'd like to say, Lori?
No, let's just... by looking at your future, it's like planting the seed to your future, and it's planting the seed of consciousness in your future, which is kind of fun. And I kind of look at it as Bill and Ted's Great Adventure, or was it Big Adventure? Yeah, Big Adventure, because then you can start planting the seeds of consciousness in your future, so as you... tool along, you can catch up with it. And that's a little mind-bending, time-bending. And I think that's woo-woo enough to be kind of fun, like, and make you curious. You mean, really, I could set up my future? And then I could, then it can be a more conscious future, like even I can start choosing now. And that's just such a really a different way of looking at it, and really quite fun. So
we're talking about choice and limitation again. So to bring us back to that a little bit, I said this earlier in the show, but we create and choose our limitations. So a great tool for when you catch yourself doing this is, like, if you are trying to choose something, and like all these thoughts start coming up in your head, like, I can't do this because of this, or I can't do this because of that. A great tool for that is those can't use interesting point of view. Like, that's an interesting point of view. I have that point of view. And there's something about doing that that really lightens up the energy of the can'ts and the won'ts and the don'ts and the I'm not, you know, just the rebellion against our own expansion. So, yeah, interesting point of view. I have that point of view. Have you used that in your life and had experienced any change, Lori?
Yeah, and one I use a lot is the allowance. What allowance could I choose that I'm refusing to choose, if I did choose it, would change all realities. And that opens up space for me to allow everyone their choice. You know, it's another way of getting into loving what is. And people have their opinions and choices, and it's gives you such a space of relief to like, oh, okay, and to lower your barriers. What I've been playing with a lot is lowering my barriers and receiving it and pulling energy through people. Because before, with your barriers up, and what I mean is that kind of feel like resistance, that's a no-choice universe. That's not giving you any choice. Or that's not even a choice or a new possibility or change. That's a no-choice, no-change universe. So dropping my barriers and being in allowance, and I think by you bringing that up, I can use the, interesting point of view much more than I have. It's just a point of view.
It's a silly point of view most of the time, too.
Yeah.
This one pinged me while I was flipping through my manual, but it's the consciousness light process. I don't think it's in the manuals anymore, so this is a little treat for everyone. What creation are you using to invoke and perpetrate the consciousness light you are choosing? And everything that brings up, destroyed, uncreated at all times, Godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pot, all nine, short, good and young. And what this consciousness light is kind of like diet consciousness, just like, you're gonna take what works for you and what doesn't work for instance, you know, and just use whatever. Because I don't want to say limitation, but part of what when we start doing quote unquote doing consciousness, we want to pick and choose certain things to change in our lives, and sometimes things that we have judged to or considered work in our lives are actually some of the greatest limitations we have. So everything you've made, you've judged as right about your life, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Mm-hmm.
Right and wrong, good and bad,
yes.
Pot and pock, online, shorts, boys and beyond.
Yeah, because being in the rightness of it can hook you in even more than the wrongness. We're always, I mean, for me, I tend to be digging around looking for the wrongness, but what if it's just a polarity? What if it just becomes a choice? Like, oh yeah, and I love the one. Well, oh yeah, I chose that. If everything was a choice, but is that working for me now? Is that creating what I want? It's like, nah. So no, I'm not choosing that. Yeah. What magic's beyond this? I've been doing this a long time. Just for me to go back to that example of being the tough little girl is like, whoa, you know what? I did that, okay. But that's not working for me anymore. That's
okay, so everything you decided... Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Everything you decided it was going to look like, feel like, touch like, taste like, and smell like to actually find and express the greatness of you, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So, all of this decisions, computations, rejections, I don't remember all of the words, all of the decisions, whatever. The energy
JCCs
I was just pulling up, destroying
it, all
yeah, the
DJCCs.
Yeah, decisions, conclusions, computations, rejections, separations, expectations, and all of
rejections.
I forgot. To get you to the greatness of you, will you destroy and uncreate them all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. What choice are you refusing to make that will bring you even closer to the life you've always dreamed of? Will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Cool.
Okay, how much time do we have left? 5 minutes.
5 minutes. I can hardly hear you, though. Yeah, awesome.
Is it because of my voice, or is it because of my words, or, like, energy?
Facing out as we go.
Okay.
Vortexing.
So we have some exciting events coming up. Lori will be hosting the Glorious Anne Maxwell in the Denver area. That's April 22nd.
28th.
I was close.
Yeah. And that event's going to be the new foundation class from the rewrite of this year's.
And I will be hosting Julia Sotis in June, I believe the 22nd or 23rd of June, in the Ann Arbor, Michigan area. Contact me through Facebook or something if you want more information. Lori can be found in the Denver area, and her web www.living-in-magic.com. And like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/carouselconsciousness. Share our shows, too. Our listening ship has gone down quite a bit because of Facebook's lovely mathematical algorithm. I can be found in the Traverse City area, and my website is danielclaudia.com. Lori and I are planning, but I've got some stuff coming up, a tour of consciousness through Michigan, sometime probably early June, but I've got some stuff in the air to come into fruition. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you very much. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week. Enjoy your week. Bye.
Bye.